Good morning, everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. My name is Bill Sturgeon, and I am honored and privileged to have with me today a real world techie. He really knows all this stuff. And you know what? Not only does he know it, he can transfer the knowledge to you. And why we're here on the program, and that's a skill. I've had a lot of people try to teach me, and most of them have been left running down the street screaming. But in Sam's case, he hasn't. He's stuck with us, and even the Polish princess is learning. So there you go. But Sam, introduce yourself.
Thanks so much. For you make me sound like a wizard there.
Well, you are. You know what? Listen, I'm a guy that didn't know I had a camera in my cell phone for 3 months. So there you go.
Understood. My name is Samuel Pasquale. I'm the digital navigator here at PCTV. I'm working with the Alliance for Digital Equity to bring digital navigation skills classes here to the Berkshires, and just let people know what is available to them through technology in order to, you know, bridge this digital divide. You know, there's just too many people in our communities that want technology or don't know what is offered or what's possible.
Yeah.
And we're just trying to get it to the community. And I'm so glad that I've been put here at PCTV. It's a great transmission center to be able to, partner with great nonprofit organizations, work with some great people who have great programs such as yours, Bill, and just get the word out about digital skills, digital literacy, and digital equity.
Yeah, and there are so many of us who really did miss the digital curve. And now we're trying to catch up because everything today is either on computer or on your phone. It's the proper word title for it, digital navigator. And I don't want to embarrass him, but I watched him at work. They had a demonstration at the Pittsfield Athenaeum. For you old people my age, it was the library. And watching him and his crew, I forget the lady who was with you. She was wonderful, too.
Washery Weems. Yeah, she's great.
I'll tell you, watching them work with people who knew probably more than I did, but less than a lot of other people, it was really inspiring, I think is the word. The people, they wanted to impart their knowledge, which they have a lot of, to the learners. And they had a good group of people at the library. I thought that was a great group of people.
I'm so glad that you brought that up, Bill, because it was really, really great event brought together by the Berkshire Athenaeum. Tom Jorgensen was the one that I worked with directly to put
great
that together.
Guy.
He's in charge of adult services for technology, and he's just really, really great. And we're talking more about having more kind of workshops. I've got one coming up that we're kind of workshopping it and putting it together. But the big thing is going to be a password management seminar, which,
yeah,
you know, it's kind of a slam dunk easy one that is just universally needed.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I said to my wife when I die, on my tombstone, I want to put in heaven, no password.
My dad's a minister. I think he'll have to.
Share that with him. You can do. But you know, give us a little bit of your background because you are really up on this. You know it. And as I said earlier, and I do repeat myself, but when you get to be my age, you repeat yourself too. You have the ability, as did that young lady. You both had the ability to not make it scary.
Mm-hmm.
And please pass that on to her, because sometimes you go and you say, you know, that they make it sound, all right, now we're going to take you into the world of, I've been in a lot of worlds. I don't need any more. But you, both of you, transmitted this confidence. You can do it. It's not scary. We'll walk you through it. And kindness is that. You have professionalism, you have the technical ability, and you demonstrate kindness.
I'm so glad that you are giving me that credit, but also to my my fellow digital
Yeah.
navigator, Lashari Weems, who is the digital navigator coordinator for the Alliance for Digital Equity. And so the Alliance for Digital Equity is actually a part of Bay State Health, which
Oh, cool.
explains why this is kind of an initiative brought forth a lot through healthcare.
Yes.
Like understanding that digital skills and digital literacy is a human right, the same way that, healthcare is a human right, which is something that it comes to some contention. But at least from our organization, we see this as a right that people have. And when you come to it as that, and that technology is not a luxury only available to a select few, we're able to bring that perspective and make people feel comfortable.
Oh, cool.
And that's definitely what we bring to the table. And it's something that I've been working in for many years now, having come from the tech space, but working in the tech industry in the past. But it was really when I found out about this job as a digital navigator through Sean Sear, the executive director
Yeah.
of PTP, also the other host of Morning Drive. But it was through him who we actually met. The funny way that we met was we met because he came to my church, the First Congregational Church in Dalton,
Oh,
and
cool.
we were upgrading the equipment that we do to live stream our church services.
Right.
And Cowdrey, who used to work for PCTV,
Right.
tapped in Sean, who's an amazing soldering with a
Yeah.
soldering gun. So he tapped in to do some wiring, and Sean was, there with me talking, and we were talking about like how do we make this streaming service, streaming equipment really accessible so that I can tap in
Right.
a church member like on the fly to be able to, hey, can you tap a few buttons and make this live stream work? And I think that Sean kind of saw that happen, and Sean had been in the process of hiring, and he said, oh, Sam, like, have you considered like, you might consider we're hiring this position as a
Yeah.
digital navigator, and you might be a good match. And I said, I've been like looking at the job market in general. I've been working for the past 4 years as a technology consultant, working with small businesses and with a lot of nonprofits and schools. But it had just gotten really overwhelming. I had started right at the beginning of the pandemic to kind of help bridge people through that really tough time when
Oh, yeah.
everyone was going through the hybrid transition into technology, that people who weren't in technology had gotten forced. And that kind of is going back to what you spoke about earlier, Bill, with the fact that you can't escape it. It's kind of
It is.
where everything is going. Even institutions that before we thought, well, we'll still be able to hold on, whether it's banking and healthcare,
No.
everything is
Yeah.
requiring a digital footprint, a digital life, a digital
Yeah.
presence. And there's just people that we really need, not only just being able to do it, but do it with confidence and safety, because there's a lot of threats out there with being online that
Right.
people need to be able to navigate that with confidence and not make it such a horrible experience, something that you want to, like you said, run through the streets screaming.
Yeah, and just an example of that, COVID come out and everybody had to sign up for shots, COVID vaccine, right? And they were saying the most important people are seniors, right? So then what, how do you sign up on the computer? And friends of mine that know, like you, know that said it was a horrible program because it was either front end loaded or rear end loaded or whatever. And you put all this information in only to find out there was no seats available. So, but anyhow, and to show you that Jim Clark at the time was the head of the senior center in Pittsfield. Their guy and gals, they loaded and registered, I should say, thousands and thousands of seniors that they would have never gotten the shot.
Their work, that it was essential digital navigation work.
Yeah.
Getting people to be able to access that. I mean, we talk about that, and you talked about shots, but the other thing as well was during that time, unemployment, getting unemployment benefits. I recently had a meeting with Representative Tricia Farley Bouvier and her legislative aide here at the PCTV. And I spoke with her legislative aide and said that right now, one of the complicated things is they've completely eliminated any kind of office for someone to walk into unemployment to get unemployment benefits. I don't know if that's changed, but at the time it was mentioned that it's difficult. It's definitely difficult to walk into an office and be able to do that. And to the point where even the phone lines are not easily accessible.
No.
And really the best way to do it is online. But how can you do that if you're not well-versed, if you don't even have a device? So one of the things that, we stress in digital navigation are the three essential legs to the stool of digital navigation. One being having access to some kind of device to get yourself connected.
Yeah.
Two, having the digital skills and classes, being able to have the skills to use that device. What good is the device if you don't know how to use it, right?
Right.
And then the third is having access to affordable internet. So actually being able to connect, right? So those three essential legs to that stool is so key. And, if you don't have a reliable way to access these medical portals, don't get me wrong. I think that moving forward to the healthcare, having healthcare accessible through the internet and through your mobile devices is advancement. It's progress. We're not we're not trying to make things harder, but until we have the proper framework to make these things happen, we're gonna have these really tough hurdles. One of those examples, Bill, is that I'm currently working with the Housing Authority. One of the benefits of my meeting with Representative Tricia was that she emphasized, I asked her, what are the important sectors that you would want me to be able to offer aid or look into that the community needs? The big one was, I think that housing is such a huge crisis. And I've seen it firsthand, having worked at boarding houses and housing authorities. It's so important. And so the Massachusetts Broadband Institute has what's called a retrofit program.
Oh.
They're trying to bring in affordable internet and basically bring competition to the other internet service providers. Because in some places, there's just not a lot of choices. You only have Spectrum or maybe a satellite that's not great. But essentially giving people more options, more competition to give a better experience to the consumer. However, in some of these housing authorities, Bill, sure, if we get that internet in, that's great. But how do we get, one of the questions that I asked the retrofit program at MBI is like, what programs do we have currently in place or are we working on or that we can highlight or bolster in order to make sure that there are classes at these housing authorities, so that once people do have that connection, do they know how to use the phone that is connected to them? Do they know how to use those laptops?
These are excellent points. To? Yeah. I think that you're, let me compliment you here. When I was older, or when I was younger, if I can't get much older, when I was younger, we used to have what they call completed staff action. And what that meant was all what you're just saying. You're going to put in a device. Great. Who knows how to use it? Nobody. How's it connected? What happens if it goes down? So what you're doing is really so beneficial because it's just not, here you go. Here's your phone. Okay, thanks. I might not have housing is certainly an issue, but there I think the if I my two cents is classes that you're running for people say seniors, not even seniors. There's a lot of people who they know how to use their cell phone, but they don't know how to use a computer, like say to pay their bills or whatever.
Sure. And I do want to counter that point about it being seniors, because I have someone who is my girlfriend's younger sister. She's 23 years old, 20, yeah. 23 years old. And it's just like some technology skipped her generation.
Yeah.
She says, I really never got to learn how to use a keyboard.
There you
great
go.
On the phone.
Yeah.
She never really got to use a keyboard. She never really had a laptop. So I got her connected with a laptop. She's now in the process of E for All to get her business as a dog groomer started.
Oh, cool.
But she was never really familiar with how to use a laptop. 23 years old,
yeah,
Bill.
she's not the only one. She's not the only. And I really think that those people today, and it's the proper term, digital divide. You either know how to do it or you're out there in the desert begging to get some, grandkid or something to sign you up for a medical exam. Because even today, the patient portals, I'm very familiar because I spend a lot of time at doctors, but patient portals, you got to have those. Otherwise, you can go right on and find out what the doctor found out. Otherwise, what are you doing? Calling the office, waiting for the doc? It's just, yeah. And I keep repeating this because it's so, because I've been to so many awful, awful, awful computer classes. But you and I'll never remember her name. You did such a wonderful job embracing and diffusing people. They come in there like super hyper, and I watch it. I mean, that's what I did for a long time, is observe people, and the way you handled was really magnificent. And I encourage people. People don't get discouraged. Sam's got some classes coming up, some other information. In a couple of minutes, we're going to tell you about it. And he's going to tell you, you're going to say, well, I don't have a computer. He'll have a computer. Don't make an, excuse me, and I say this because I also know some old people. Don't make excuses not to go because they're afraid. Don't be afraid, because I'll tell you what. This kiddo and his partner, the young lady, I have no problem walking them in to any place and saying, sit down, relax, you're going to learn something.
I appreciate that.
No, I mean that. No, you got to address what I used to tell when I ran the Violent Youthful Offender Program. You got to meet the kids where they are. You got to figure out how they got there. And then you got to get them to where they need to be, and you got to figure out how to do that.
Oh, ultra. I mean, and technology, people can have come in with such, emotional responses to, like, having had, like, little trauma with technology. Like, sometimes, especially when technology is so responsible for some really key aspects in your life, navigating the justice system, for example. Yeah. So one of the classes I'm currently running right now is at the Second Street Second Chances. Oh, and good. You've got people who, they have trauma working with their phones, because they remember getting that phone call from their parole officer, or getting that phone call and having to report, or having to do things online, filing police reports. Or just like frustrations from work. And conflating technology with that frustration. I tell a lot of people that my job as a digital navigator is often somewhat similar to being a therapist, because you have to listen to people, you have to be patient, and you have to understand where people are coming from, and be able to understand that sometimes the language of I may understand a concept really well, but if we're not speaking the same language, if we're not talking about the same problems that you're thinking of, I can't read your mind. But
right.
If we can slowly peel that back to the point where I know what thing you've got that you're thinking of in your head, we can work through. And that's really the what I try to unpack in my classes, Bill, is more about how can you understand technology to the point where you can communicate yourself well to other people? Because I'm not going to be able to teach you every single little thing about technology. Right. I just don't have the time or the knowledge. I don't know every single portal there is out there. And I can't tell you each individual icon and what it means.
Yeah.
But if we can get you to the point where you can communicate and use the same language that when you call up that help desk, you can use effective language and effective descriptions of what you're thinking about so that you can navigate, and it can be a 15-minute call instead of an hour and a half call. That is the difference. That's the difference that we're making in people's lives.
Yeah, and again, it's the it's the fear of the unknowns for some people. And I think what you have the ability, and you and your partner there, to bring it down. You know, that's what I saw you do. I saw you bring it down, you know, and that's a trait, man. That's a gift, because there's a lot, and you've been in this career field. You know, there are some of these people that comes naturally to them, and they think it should come naturally to everybody, and they get a little frustrated when you don't pick it up on the first time.
Definitely, definitely. And I can account for that. There's definitely people who are in the tech industry who feel like, well, I'm moving at my pace. Why doesn't everybody just come up with
it? Yeah.
And I get that. And I think that's why when I had my interview for this position, I think one of the important questions that they had was, how do you make yourself, like, how do you use analogies in a training course to be able to explain something? And I said that was a great question. And I'm in the process now of actually hiring a new digital navigator for seniors in specifically to address seniors in Berkshire County. But one of the questions that I like to repeat, because it was asked of me when I started, is how do you use analogies to be able to explain a concept? And what that does is it makes technology relatable to you. If I start talking about technology in the context of cars, now you're comfortable. Oh, this is, I'm familiar with cars. If you explain it to me in the context of cars, like, I understand how an engine works. I understand how gas works. I understand how spark works, you know?
Yeah.
Now they're feeling more comfortable. They're feeling more,
building
you know,
a bond. You're building a bond and a relationship. You know, I used to train for the Department of Justice, and I had to go through this course. And that, you know, retain 10%. I can't remember the exacts, but it's like you hear, you retain 10%. You hear and see, you retain like 40%. You hear, see, and do, you retain like 80%. And
exactly.
More and I see that with this career, with these things.
I think you saw it when we did that training over at the Berkshire Athenaeum. And I encouraged people. So we didn't really quite talk about exactly what we did, but at the Athenaeum,
we got a couple minutes. Go ahead and do that.
Right. We had the monitors. We had three different monitors, and we showed PCTV Select, which is an awesome program that we have available on Android, iOS, mobile phones. We have it available on Roku, Fire TV, Amazon Fire TV, and Apple TV. We have it available on all of those platforms for free. And so I encouraged people in the flyers. I said, hey, bring your Roku TV, your Roku sticks, bring your Apple TVs, and we can hook it up to the TV and we can literally download it for you. And you saw me working with people. I said, here's the remote. I'll show you exactly what you need to do so that when you get home, you can take your remote and navigate straight to the App Store and download PCTV Select. And you'll be able to see the 4th of July parade. You'll be able to see this program, Morning Drive. You'll be able to see all kinds of tree lighting, all kinds of programming.
Yeah, and I was there. I was observing. And you could almost see people, in the positive sense, deflating, you know, because they came in like, I got my Roku stick. You know, and it was like, dude, chill out, you know, but, and they did. And that was, I think, what really really gave me a lot of interest in what you were doing. And then, of course, you worked with the Polish princess. And that, to me, you know, she can't wait to get back. You saw the other day we went out and disrupted that whole management meeting. And sorry about that,
Sean. No, it was great. We enjoyed the chocolates you brought along, too, because it was
I know.
It was,
you know, I have to tell you quickly before I forget about you were saying, Sean, is a solderer. So anyhow, we're moving the old station from Taconic to. So I come looking for Sean. Everybody said he's in the studio, and I looked. He's not in the studio. So I walked all around. I told him I said, "Well, he must be in the bathroom." He wasn't in the all door. So I went and I went, "Sean, I hear what? I'm here. No, I'm here." And I look, and there are these two legs sticking out from under the table, and he's soldering something up in there, and I thought. The guy's a genius, I realize that, but he's going to end up electrocuting himself under there, and they won't find him for like a week. But no, he's a great engineer in and of himself, and all the guy, the folks that work there are just so talented. That's how I can do this.
I'm really lucky to be working with PDTV, and I feel really blessed to be somewhere where I've got so many people who are also like very similarly minded. All of these guys at PCTV are teaching classes. In fact, I just signed up for Sean's class on audio EQ.
Yeah.
But you know, so they get it. When I tell them about like I'm teaching a class, I'm going to need these materials. I'd like to have this whiteboard. They all are really great. They teach all of the members here how to use equipment.
Yeah.
And they're so well tuned with that, being able to interface that way. They get it. Like, I feel like I'm with other people they're all very techie here as well, which I love hanging out with other techie people. It's really wonderful to be able to be in a place where I get so much support from them to be able to hold my classes, to be able to bring their equipment that I need. So
before we get to what's coming up in this, I do have to say, they are all of them, and they get mad at me, but they're geniuses at doing. They can make things happen, and they make it look so easy. So let's. Now what do you got coming up? You've got some open sessions and things that you're out in the public. You want to talk about them?
Yeah, definitely. So we've got some classes coming up, and we've got that first session is going to be for the public here at PCTV 4 Federico Drive. We're going to have it in our Studio K, the test kitchen. We'll have it on March 3rd at 11 a.m. And that'll be the first class. And don't worry about enrolling beforehand. That is the day that we're going to have people come in, and we'll walk you through the enrollment, because of course the enrollment form is online, right?
Right.
But this class is for people who, you know, so they can always call us as well at the phone number here at 413-445-4234. My extension for digital navigation services is at extension 8. They can always reach me here during.
You gotta fix that on your card.
Oh, well, so the extent that I like 8 because it's shorter. That's digital navigation in general. On my card is the direct line 0121.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got two, so you can reach me at either one. We're really excited to be offering this class through a program called Tech Goes Home, and they're based out of Boston. And so one of the things is that Tech Goes Home provides every single person, and here's the real draw. You know, it's great that we can provide devices. The Alliance for Digital Equity, who is my primary organization that I work with, they offer devices. However, and eventually we will be offering hotspots, but Tech Goes Home is really already been established for a few years now. And the thing that's great about their classes is after you've taken 15 hours of classes, they give you a code or a hotspot to get 1 year paid internet, 1 year fully paid of internet connection.
Wow.
And again, it's about meeting that standard of creating those three legs that we talked about, right? Because if
makes
we give
sense.
you a device and we can give you classes, but you're struggling to connect to the internet, are you really going to be able to have that full utilization of these resources? So
that's wonderful that they're doing that. It really is. I mean, it's very, very philanthropic and all that, but it's also, it's very needed.
And I'm glad that you bring that up, that it's needed, Bill, because, you know, a lot of these programs, like, you know, they're grant funded, and we do have, luckily, Massachusetts is one of the best states for funding important social programs such as this, and for bringing these together. I think us, and I think Minnesota, weirdly enough, is one of the really other pioneers in digital literacy and digital skills. But, you know, so much across the country, you know, some of these programs for, you know, digital literacy and equity are getting, you know, kind of turned down or just struggling to get their funding. And it's always important, you know, to talk to the people in your community, talk to your state representatives about the importance of these, you know, programs. We just put into session. I'm not the one that really understands a lot of the legislative proceedings, but I think that it's called that we've put it into session, that we have a bill to put together affordable internet that would bring $15 a month affordable internet to folks, and mandate that all throughout Massachusetts.
Wow.
And it's a process. It'll take time. But again,
like,
these are the things that you want the community's talking about. I think I mentioned in my last interview with Sean for the Morning Drive that a funny place to see these conversations are on Facebook groups. If you go on Facebook groups for towns, you'll see, you know, people talk, and anytime it gets brought up, you know, Spectrum, because that's what we have out here in Berkshire. Anytime someone brings about, you know, an outage or their bill or how
their
difficult
bill.
It is to talk about things, you'll see it, minimum bill, 100 comments talking, me too, me too, me too. And we want those stories brought to our representatives so that we can do something about it and so that we can bring those resources to people.
We're going to have to take a minute break here, folks. Please stay tuned. There's a lot more. Sam is going to be out in the public. They're going to be doing things, most of which, and he'll correct me when we come back, are free. All I can tell you is, if you're stuck in that digital divide where you can do some things but not other things, and you, please listen to these and attend these classes. We'll be right back. This is WTBR 89.7 FM on your radio dial. We are simulcasting on PCTV channel 1301, and we're down in Great Barrington on FM 88.1. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.
Hey, it's Sean from WTBR FM. Whether you just found this station for the first time or you've been listening for years, you might not know everything about WTBR FM. Want to find out more? It's easy. Just go to WTBRFM.com. You can find full programming schedules, listen to the station anywhere in the world, subscribe to our podcasts, and even learn to create a program of your own. And of course, donate to the station. That's WTBRFM.com. Check it out today.
Greetings, this is John Pollock, host of The Jazz Train, which comes your way every Saturday night from 10 to 11:30. The Jazz Train generally features music recorded on a particular calendar date in years past and provides relevant commentary and discographical details. So why not join me for a ride on The Jazz Train for a weekly musical adventure, coming to you on 89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
You have chosen wisely.
WTBR. And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
We're back. I'm here today with my buddy Sam. He's just, he's a digital navigator. And he's a good one. And I've seen him in action. Actually, the Polish Princess, we've both seen him and think he's wonderful. And his partner, he'll tell you her name because I don't remember names, as all of you know. But they did a thing at the Berkshire Athenaeum for you old people, the library. And I watched them in action. And I just have to tell you, they both have the they have the knowledge, they're very professional, but they're also very caring and engaging. They want you to ask your questions, and they will not make a fool out of you. I promise you that. Because I've been in classes, I don't know if you have, Sam, or if you, the demeaning tone was deafening.
Sure. Yeah. No. I can. Thanks, Bill, for those kind words. Honestly,
they're true words. They're true words. I would defend you anywhere.
We were really grateful to be able to have that program over at the Berkshire Athenaeum, Tech Resource Fair, where we had ourselves as well, PCTV, as well as Berkshire Regional Planning Commission, who have their own digital navigators. We had the UCP, the United Cerebral Palsy. Yeah. They have really cool assistive technologies. So I don't know if you've ever seen some of the cool stuff they have over there.
I helped get the money for that.
Oh, yeah. UCP. But it's quite cool. I mean, I had fun over there just learning about what they did.
Yeah.
But yeah, we were over there in the Alliance for Digital Equity, who is the organization that I primarily work with for funding and is how I'm funded. They were over there as well. And Lashery Weems is the one that you were mentioning, and she's based out of Springfield Holyoke area, but they you know made the real push to have digital equities programs over here and initiatives fulfilled over here in the Berkshires. I can tell you that one of the things that we did was that they really pushed was to bring Chromebooks from Springfield, from Tech Foundry, all the way over here to the Berkshires. And I can tell you that because I personally drove them in a Subaru Crosstrek. I drove 84 Chromebooks.
Wow.
So we were able to drive that down over here, and I was able to distribute them to just some of the important partner organizations that we have here that needed those Chromebooks. One of them is St. Agnes School.
Boston.
We brought them over to the William Stuckney Pittsfield Adult Learning Center. Northern Berkshire Adult Education Center. Roots, Dreams, and Mustard Seeds, which is a really interesting new organization that does cool things with co-ownership companies, but then also like services for non-English speaking community members. So we brought all of those into a couple of libraries as well. I think Blandford Library even. I stopped by on my way home, on my way back to Pittsfield, and I stopped in Blandford at Porter Library. And the idea behind that is to bring these really important needed devices to these organizations that can bring them to their communities. And I followed up with them and offered them and said, hey, do you guys need help with any programming? Can I help you? Do you guys need any training for your staff? And you know, because I'm one person, and you know, all of the great things that you say, I really appreciate them. But I also know that there's such a huge need, and I'm only one person, Bill. So the more that I can work with the great organizations here in the Berkshires, you know, the Berkshires has, I think, the most nonprofit organizations of any county in Massachusetts.
You're exactly right. I went to a seminar that was put on by Ollie one time, not a seminar. The guy was a teacher at Ollie, and we went to see him, and that was his, before he retired, that he worked with. And he said that the Berkshire County had the largest number of not-for-profits that he had ever seen one zone.
Yeah, and it really speaks to the spirit of the Berkshires and how much these people want to serve their community, people want to connect with the community. And But one of those ways that we stay connected is through technology. I have to email all of these organizations, and if I don't, if I'm not good at following up on my emails,
Yeah.
if I'm not good at making sure that I check my spam folder every once in a while
I
that
have to
slips through.
start doing. I just found out about that not 2 months ago. This person was really angry at me
Oh no.
about not getting back to them. And I do it. I try to do it once a week now, because that's what happened. I went into spam or junk or whatever it is, and when I looked for it, when the person called up screaming at me, and I looked for it, there it was, But I
Well,
didn't know about the
and
technos.
one of the classes that I teach is how to easily unsubscribe from some of those really nasty
Oh.
email things, and how to get yourself slightly more it's not a catch-all. Again, I have to deal with it myself,
Yeah.
but are there email filters that you can do? I have people who tell me that it's become part of their life, and they kind of they really hate the fact that part of their life is. Every other day they go on their email and they just click delete, 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 delete because they hate having to see all of these emails. So all essential skills, all to say that, getting people connected, that's how we get things done in the Berkshires. If you want to talk to other nonprofits, you got to connect to them over email. And I had a really great conversation yesterday with Chuck, who is on our board here at
Oh,
PCTV.
yeah, great guy.
Yeah, and he tells me about all the other boards that he's on because he's also on the board for the Berkshire Museum. And I told him that I'm teaching classes, and he says that, well, these are some really important. I'm really glad that you have these classes coming up. We have a board member who signed up for our classes that I'm starting in March 3rd
Yeah.
at 11 a.m. We have Carol
Oh, yeah.
signed up. So we have Carol signed up for classes, but we kicked around the idea that I said, you know what? It almost sounds like a thing that would be really helpful to boost some of
Yeah.
the efficacy of these nonprofits would be to teach a class that's targeted specifically for board members
Right. Yeah.
to use
No, it sounds like a good thing. We need
it
to
kind of
get
work
to,
well as a sorry.
yeah. We need
It
to
would
get
work
to
well
know
as a
what you've
networking.
got, what the classes that you've got scheduled now, where you're going to be, and where you're going to, before we run out of time.
Oh yeah, sure. So we've got our classes are going to come on start in March 3rd at 11 a.m. It's going to be every Monday, so they're month they're weekly classes, Bill,
Cool.
and they're going to be an hour and a half.
Okay.
It'll be over the course of about 10 weeks, and there'll be makeup courses. All these classes, by the way, are in person. So no hybrid. No hybrid, classes. Every student is expected to be there in person. We
Cool.
do have makeup classes that will have spaced in between that will be
That's good.
accessible,
Yep.
virtually. Because, life gets busy. We get it. I understand.
Well, look at
And
last
if someone
Monday, the snowstorm. How many people you think would have ventured out in that snowstorm,
Oh, exactly. And right now with everyone. The flus that are going around now,
Oh,
I'll
I
tell you,
know.
I had so many meetings canceled just because of,
Right.
this person's out
Yeah.
sick for flu.
Yeah.
So.
So that's that now you got anything else you're reaching out anywhere else? Or the other piece is this, P say an organization or not for profit or what is looking to contact you to discuss maybe coming to their organization, coming to the like a church group, you're pretty familiar with those. But like a church group, just to explain, here's what we're doing. If you're interested, give us a call, and maybe work something out because more and more churches now are going online.
Well, yes, and I can speak to that because I work with that even before my time with PCTV. I like I said, I work with a lot of
Yeah.
churches. Other nonprofits, and so my services through the are funded through the Alliance for Digital Equity, and so a lot of people also are a little bit hesitant to ask for digital services because it's expensive. Tech people who know technology know that they can charge really high rates for technology because To be fair, it's a very important skill.
Yeah.
However, that's why we are trying to bring forth all of these digital resources and have it funded by the necessary sources. But the initial consultation, just to at least get you started in the right direction, Bill, because a lot of these organizations, even towns, like
Yeah.
the Alliance for Digital Equity has tapped on me to start talking with a few municipal towns as well. The BRPC is a great organization that works with a lot of towns and municipalities here in the Berkshires, but there's a lot of need, and they have some capacity issues as well, and they can only be in so many places at so many times, and there's plenty of need to go around. And
Yeah.
myself, like I said, I have a lot of I have a lot of other commitment. So sure, I might not be able to give you, 80 hours
Yeah,
of
yeah.
planning, but I can get you that first hour, that first 2 hours to like get you at least
On
started
the
and
right
get some,
track.
because you don't know what you don't know, right, Bill?
That's
You don't know what you
exactly
don't
right.
know. And you can't, with technology as fast as it progresses, sure, maybe last year your church or your organization looked into what the fees for getting on some, platform were, but in a year now it's changed. Can you
Oh.
afford it? Is it worth it?
Yeah.
Those are the questions that are really important that I can help you kind of start making a framework of, okay, where do you need to start poking your nose into? Where can we get you started so that you can then actually, put your resources where it's worth it and not just dump money into really, sometimes what
That's
can
true.
be, not the direction that you're looking for, right?
And let's face it, commercial people are selling to make a profit or commission or whatever. And you may only need a server of such a size, at least initially. You may grow, you may not, but and that's the kind of stuff I think, and besides just learning how to use the computer, your digital divide is in your whole approach is holistic. It's from the keyboard to the server, and that's all I know. I don't know what's in between. Ask Sean, he or Dave. But the more these that you can get out, and the more that, and I'll help you. Just send me an email with what you just said for the, and I'll announce it at the end of the show. When you're going to do it, how you're going to do it. People can just show up and sign up.
Right. So we've put some advertisements up on our Facebook page. So you can find us on Facebook. You can you and we just about to put it up on our website at pittsfieldtv.org too. So tune in,
Cool.
check that out soon. But we'll have ability for you guys to see like when I've got drop-in hours for you to come swing by and
Yeah,
because
and
again,
that's
like
going to be
people.
so important. Yeah, you're going to find out. Maybe it may start out a little slow, but you will find out it is so important because somebody will have a problem, and they'll stop in, and they'll have to show it to you. It's because they don't know how to explain the problem, if you know what I'm saying. So they got, and then once you see it. You can say, here's what your problem is.
Sure. And there's so many specialized questions that people have. And that's why my work with being able to connect and network with a lot of the other organizations is so important. Because if somebody has a specific question about housing, I in fact am taking a seminar next week to learn more about, like, I know a little bit about the general application for housing assistance, but it changes. I need to learn more. I'm taking a class on it. But if I want to direct somebody right now on how to more easily apply for housing assistance, I can direct them to Upside 413, Pittsfield Housing Authority, to Hearthway. And some people, especially when they've changed their names, it's
Yeah.
hard to keep track of all the different housing authorities,
That's
right,
right.
Bill?
Now, have you bumped into CJ Haas out there?
Jay,
CJ. No? I thought that's what he worked for, Berkshire Regional Planning. Maybe I'm wrong. He's a really
I've
good.
worked with, well, Berkshire Regional Planning. I said, like, you know, they don't have the capacity, but they have a lot of staff. They do quite a lot of work in there. I don't know if I know CJ.
Well, he's got a beard. He's a good hook up with him if he's there. He's a great guy. He is a great guy, and he gets a lot done. And don't no, you can say that, that I you can say with, I recommended him, but he'll probably slam his door then. But no.
No, we've got some really great people over at BRPC. We've got Wiley Good, who's heading that work. Andrew McKeever, who's one of our
Andy McKeever. Yeah, I go back with the McKeever family. His older brother and I were classmates, and we both went to Vietnam. So, I guess what I like so much about who's sponsoring this and who's doing it and who is providing you and the other lay is I have found in my career that this is a big hole. And I think we're finding that out, not to bring in extraneous things, but we're finding out that the air traffic control stuff is the like 1970s. Probably some kid and his cell phone's got more. I remember when they landed a man on the moon. Remember that? And they said they landed a man on the moon with less computing power than you had in a sports watch.
Yeah,
so that,
yeah.
That's exactly. How far technology's come.
Oh, no, for sure. It's come a long, long, long way. And I think that the important thing that we recognize is that if we all, you know, if we all push to recognize like how some people do it, just don't understand like how it can be helpful. Like, you know, the more that you understand technology, the more independence you have to be able to use it the way that you want to use it. I think a lot of people are scared to use technology because they don't want to give all their information or data to whoever.
Well, you know, it's so scary. You know,
it is.
People get ripped off every day.
Sure. And you know, but the solution isn't always just to, you know, hide up and try to ignore it as much as possible. You know, what we can hopefully provide to people in the community is a sense of reasonable safety and security so that you can understand enough to be able to help yourself, help the communities around you and the people around you too. A lot of what we talk about, with State Representative Trisha and other people, the housing authorities that I've talked with, is I think it's either in Greenfield or in Boston. They created a thing called I think they called them tenant coordinators, and I think Representative Trisha talked about having community fellows, right? And so much of that is about, and the idea behind that is, if we can train some people that live in these housing developments to be kind of the go-to people, then they can help their own neighbors, right? It's kind of this idea of train the trainer. And part of the reason why that works is not just because it amplifies the manpower or the human resource, but also because so much of, you know, being able to teach people technology, people, again, like we talked, are sensitive. Are not trusting. How am I going to trust, you know, the people that I work with, that my stuff, you know, secure? But if you have a colleague, a neighbor that you trust to be able to bring that, I mean, I'm a guy coming in, you know, sure. Like, luckily, PCTV has a lot of good, you know,
goodwill.
But it can be hard, right? So making sure that people feel comfortable with the people that they work with is part of why it's important to work with the organizations, work with, you know, fellows and tenants in these spaces that people can trust, right? So.
Well, and yes, you're exactly right. But you and your colleague there from Springfield, you emanate that, okay? You had complete, and I hate to keep going back to this, but you had complete strangers, some of which were very apprehensive, some of which were being overwhelmed by one of the other persons there, but your guys engaged them and really, I can't say enough good things about what I saw, and I mean it from my heart, because I saw the people come in. I walked in with somebody, a husband and wife team, saying, you know, you dragged me to this. We're not going to understand what he's saying, you know. And so he was already coming in, but I saw him going out, and they seemed to have a little more of a spring in their step, you know.
Yeah.
So, but now, that how can they get a hold of you? And I know we got to do this a couple of times because people are in and out. How can they get a hold of you if they want to call up and say, do you go out and give presentations too, like to groups?
Yeah, so they can get in contact with me through my email, navigator, N-A-V-I-G-A-T-O-R, at pittsfieldtv.org. Or they can give me a call at 413-445-4234. Extension 8 for digital navigation services. And, you know, just get a hold of me, and I'm looking to work with more organizations. I mean, like I said, I've already got a long list, but you know, the more that we know about these needs, the more I can get them partnered with. For example, like I think I mentioned earlier in this program, that we're hiring someone to bring in a program called Cyber Seniors. And they'll be doing my work, but focused directly solely on the senior population in Berkshire County. So
make sure you get somebody that's like you and the lady from Springfield.
Oh yeah. She's also in the hiring interviews. So Lasheree is a great person.
Apply. You can open that slot up where I sent in the thing. I probably won't be showing up. But I want to, before we go, I do want to thank you and thank PCTV, Sean, the whole team out there. Honest to goodness, this program exists not because of me, but because of them. And and to watch the station grow, and we've moved into Southern Berkshire, and, you know, it's heartwarming to me that, because there were people who, probably hard for you to believe, Sam, that really didn't want to bring the station. They were just going to let it go. And now we are seeing how valuable a contribution this is to the city. And you're part of that valuable contribution. And I thank you for coming on. I got to make this announcement. Get a hold of Sam. Don't procrastinate. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll call him Monday. I'll call him on Monday. No, you won't. Call him today. I battled this with so many people. You know, I thought you were going to go to the doctor. I'm going to make an appointment, and then I go in the Dwyer's funeral home. I just want to read this. St. Mary's, you know, I'm a big supporter of Catholic education. I'm a big supporter of any kind of private education. The 2025 bingo at St. Mary's School, 115 Orchard Street in Lee, is starting March 8th. Spring dates, 3/8, 4/12, 5/10, 6/14. Doors open 12:30. Game starts at 2. Come support St. Mary's, a really great organization. It's a full bingo program, charitable lottery games, great bingo 50-50, cash prizes up to $599. They have all kinds. They got snacks and drinks and all that kind of stuff. Please go. If you have any further questions, you can call 413-243-1079. They'll answer your questions. Sam, I can't thank you enough for coming on the show. You're a dynamic guy. And for us, it's a pleasure to know you. It really is, and work with you. And good luck out there at PCTV. And I'm Eric, so you know, excuse me, the show will air on Monday. So there you go. I got to send it to the guys now. Thank you, everybody. And as I do in everything, God bless. And remember today, be nice to somebody. Lift somebody up. Make them smile. Make them feel good about themselves. It's a nasty world. Don't be part of the nastiness. You know, we need each other. We're all in this together. And without each other, it's a tough road to hoe. God bless. See you all next time. Sam, you're the best. Take care, buddy.
Thanks, Bill.
You bet. Thank you.